Going back to the trenches, did they become pretty dirty, in fact?
Well, of course, they were always dirty. There was never a clean trench, dry, that you could brush out. You were always over your boots, always over your boots, and sometimes just below your knees in thick mud, creamy mud. So, I mean, you see, duckboards became impossible in those conditions because they floated. And you could break your leg standing on a duckboard that suddenly gave way, you see. So one had no duckboards. One tried draining the trenches and putting the duckboards on wood platforms, but it was an awful job and it was never satisfactory.
How could you try to drain the trench?
By digging it bigger and putting two pieces of wood joined together, you see, down into the bottom, with notches on them where the duckboard rested 12 or 14 inches above it. There was so much water, that overcame, so it was soon gave up that job. Yes.
This continual immersion in water, what sort of health problems did that create?
Well, the men had colds and that sort of thing, but those days they didn't take any notice of them. But your feet got soft, you see. In the winter it was terrible. You could get frostbite and that. You lost a lot of men. Well, not so much at the beginning of the war, but in 17, that very bad winter. My God, we lost hundreds more, I should think, with frostbite and what they call trench feet, than wounded.
What was trench feet?
Same thing, but the frostbite was a further stage of it. When you took your boots off, all your, like a washerwoman's hand, you know, all wrinkles, all your toe and everything was shrunk and terrible. Awful.